from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul Zeiss and myself right here in the middle of the action at Acrisure Stadium. It is the Pittsburgh Public School Stuff Backpack Drive, hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS. And there's a lot more than backpacks happening here as far as donations and all kinds of stuff that you can join in. I believe top of the hour, we are at Gold Lot 1A. Just pull right through, drop off whatever you have, and keep things moving. That's the way we're doing it here. Tons of volunteers doing great work here. So come on out, say hello, stop over at the show. And man, do we have a lot of stories happening right now with the Steelers. The latest, there's also the Brandon Ayuk situation where, excuse me, I saw where Michael Silver, they don't have a deal done yet.
No.
So first it was the Steelers were at the goal line. Unfortunately, Matt Canada called the next play. Then it was at the Niners were at the goal line. And I don't know who's calling plays for them. They usually call pretty good plays, but they don't have a deal yet. So clearly, this is still an open-ended situation. Michael Silver, who's great, covers all the San Francisco teams, wrote yesterday that the 49ers are looking for a player. I think he may have also written that the Steelers were balking at the idea of a second-round pick. I don't know. That can't be it. Here's what he said. This is Michael Silver on the Niners. The 49ers, who are in last dance mode, want a current player included in any trade. The Steelers were unwilling to start with any of the starters, such as Pickens, Freiermuth, Minka, the 49ers craved. They craved those guys. Pittsburgh is willing to give up second and third round draft picks, however, leading the Niners to explore a different strategy, using one of those picks to try to pry a productive receiver from a third team. Now, this was just Saturday that he reported this. So, Bob, let me go to you first here. Pat Freiermuth? Like, would I give up Pat Freiermuth to get Brandon Ayuk plus and a draft pick plus Freiermuth? Yes. It's like the old saying, here's my advice. I'm not using it. They don't use Freiermuth, and I'm not convinced that they're going to use him a ton more with Arthur Smith, or that he's some kind of, you know, all-pro player. In fact, I think I can get a lot of guys, maybe even somebody from another team late in training camp, who can approximate the production that we've seen from Freiermuth for 2 years, which is about 40 catches, a couple touchdowns and below average blocking. Absolutely, I would send him to San Francisco. You?
Unlike a lot of people, I believe that Brandon Ayuk is a good player, not a great player. I think he's asking it and probably going to get far more than I think he's worth. He's a good upgrade. There's no question about that. But for Freiermuth, I mean, if that's what it came to, and if I believe I can do this, probably. But I still think they need tight ends to operate efficiently here. And he's the one guy who I think, given the fact that he should be motivated for a new deal, if he doesn't get it now, he'll get it sometime. He should work, you know, and I think he's going to have a big year. Arthur Smith targeted tight ends quite a bit in Atlanta as an offensive guy in charge of that team. So I think there's an enhanced role for the tight end, and he needs to be, because other than that, they don't use Darnell Washington all that much, although he's a better blocker than everyone, and they don't have many other options there. So I still think his role is important, but I guess if a deal has to get done and they believe they need a wide receiver, although if I'm that wide receiver, I may look at this offense and say, how much am I going to be a part of it? And there's a lot of different takes to it. I'm not sold on Brandon Ayuk as a complete difference maker that your team becomes a media contender. I guess that's what I'm saying, Paul.
Paul, would you send Freiermuth there? Let me expand the question. Do you think that Ayuk is using the Steelers at this point? Do you think he realistically would come here?
I think that he would, but I also think that I have a hard time believing the 49ers who have George Kittle would want Freiermuth. He does nothing for them. He doesn't make them better. Pickens makes them better, but why would you do that if you're the Steelers?
Yeah,
that would be stupid.
That? That's ridiculous.
You know what I mean? The thing is, at least with Minka, you're not flip-flopping, you know, a receiver for a receiver. The whole point of getting Ayuk is because you need two receivers. By giving away one of them, you're not making yourself better. You want to tell me that they have some young stud, safety that's capable of, approximating what Minka Fitzpatrick does? Okay, that could make some sense because you're giving away a defensive player for Ayuk. I can honestly say, Joe, this story has turned into...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This whole thing. Maybe it's just the reporting of it. But if I'm the 49ers, right, and I really want Ayuk, I give him the $30 million or whatever. You know what I mean? And move on.
Why hasn't it happened?
Because I don't think they want to pay him $30 million.
Right. So to me, it's still a story. I know we're all sick of it.
My point is, if you're Ayuk and his agent, isn't there a point where you just say, okay, let's just take the money and move on? Or say, listen, tell you what we're going to do. See, they want their cake and want to eat it too. They want to have all the security done of a new deal before this season starts. So to me, Your choices are pretty simple. Take the $28 to $30 million that you're getting offered by the 49ers, which apparently is not enough for you.
Because of the taxes out there, that's a big difference.
Right. Allow
from the same money here.
Allow them to trade you to the Patriots because they're going to pay you $32 million a year, which is what has been reported. And you know what? You might play with a bad quarterback for a few years, but who cares? You got
or
your money.
Or a good one.
Or you got your money. But I'm saying, or you get your money. Or bet on yourself. Play this year and be gone. And we'll get, you know, when you leave, we'll get, what, a second round or a third round or whatever the compensation is. Compensatory pick we'll get when you leave.
Would you send them Freiermuth if that's what did it?
Yes, why wouldn't you?
My
point is, I don't know that. Whenever I heard Freiermuth's name involved in it, I'm like, how would that make sense for them?
But, I mean, haven't we reached the point in the NFL where a tight end is really a receiver? I mean, he's a guy who catches the ball. So is Kittle, really.
Yeah, but...
So is Debo. Debo's a bunch of everything. And then you have...
But is Freiermuth really... okay, you got Kittle. You're going to line Freiermuth up.
If they want to. They may have something cooked up. Maybe it doesn't make sense for them. But if that's the guy they want, I'll drive him to the airport. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. What if it was Jalen Warren they wanted?
Well, what are they going to do with him, though? They have Christian McCaffrey. I don't know what they would want.
But
McCaffrey's a guy that gets hurt a lot. What if they say we want Jalen Warren?
I'd do it because I can get running backs. I love Jalen Warren. By the way, with Freiermuth, I think he could have a good year. I think he's a good player. So when I say I'd drive him to the airport, that's to get Ayuk. That's really not a statement on Freiermuth.
Yeah, I think Freiermuth's a good player. But it just doesn't make sense.
I think I can find other tight ends to approximate his production.
He's the one guy it wouldn't make a lot of sense for the 49ers because they already have Kittle.
Bob, would you trade Jalen Warren there?
I don't know. I like Jalen Warren a lot and what they're trying to do here with him. Knowing that Najee Harris has a fifth-year option, which they didn't pick up, I don't know if I'd do that. Again, most of my feeling here is that I think the Steelers are being asked to give up a lot more than I think Brandon Ayuk will bring in return. I like the receiver, don't get me wrong. But I also remember the first 2 years where he was in Shanahan's doghouse, and his production was not there. So I don't know how much they want. But I know they need help with the second wide receiver. I know that. So I don't know who else is available. If you don't do this, then you're going to end up going for a bunch of guys like we saw James Washington release. We see all these players who are not going to be any salvation, and you may have to sign one of them if they're not sold on what they have as the second receiver. So it is kind of a difficult situation.
Offense. Yeah, their offense stinks in the preseason at least. And I didn't know Purdy had the best passer rate. Who's the NFL's best quarterback on throws 15 or more yards down the field? And Ayuk had a lot to do with that because I think, what was he, first or second in the NFL? Mm-hmm. In Pickens.
But that offense is totally different than this offense, though. You know, that's the other thing. How much will he be featured and how will this affect George Pickens? And I ask this respectfully because it is, you know, a guy who wants to eventually get the kind of money. And if he does get results because Ayuk gets attention, that will result in future payments. I guess nobody, at this point, every year the cap number goes up. But you're going to end up with a guy who's going to want more maybe than Ayuk gets.
412-928-9370. You want to join in on all our Steelers topics. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. You each get 20 seconds to answer this because this is still the story. It was, it's been, it will be. Is Russell Wilson going to thrive here? Can he still play? Paul?
Yeah, I think so. I think he'll be good. I think he'll be fine. I just think that he needs to get the rust off of him. He hasn't played, basically
and
all summer long.
Not get Broderick Jones pushed into his lap either.
Exactly. That would be a big thing, too.
Bob?
I think he can be. I still worry about the age and the potential injury factor. I know how calf injuries are, but I also think that if he gets the proper protection, that he can do a good job. But there are a lot of ifs in that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.